second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
dirty pictures
from it. So can you send up?
Well, I don't think we need that.
Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 1st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. You will hear those names again in a few minutes when I introduce Peon, because they actually sponsor Peon. Did you know that if it weren't for Mark and Jason, there'd be nobody sitting at the control board? How
what?
Sad would that
oh,
be?
Oh, man.
What a horrible, horrible show we'd have.
It would sound like this.
Oh. Wow. That's a good example.
Actually, that sounded pretty good. So, Mark and Jason, our sponsor, will talk more about them after this.
Hey!
At the control board, not feeling great today. What, you got a headache or something?
Yeah, a little bit of a headache.
You said it's like a constant, dull headache?
Yeah. Constant?
Constant. That sounds like a brain tumor.
Oh.
I'm just telling you, I went online, WebMD, and I typed in dull, constant headache. It came back brain tumor. Nice knowing you.
Well, we'll see.
It's from cutting the grass, huh? You think?
Yeah, was that a lot in the sun today?
Stop the music a second. You don't feel well today.
No.
And you said two things to me earlier. You said you took Archie for a long walk.
Yep.
And you cut the grass. Are your wife's legs broken? What's the problem here?
I don't know.
That's what my mother used to say to me. Are your legs broken?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, let me tell you, your marriage is in trouble. No, your marriage is in trouble.
That's insanity.
She should be cutting that grass. You've got to get out and make a living, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
You need to be at your best in here.
She was off today.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're an 8-cylinder control board operator. You can't run on 6 cylinders.
Wow.
Okay? No.
And she needs to be cutting that grass, walking that baby, and you got to put your foot down.
Giving you a little rest.
It sounds to me like you've allowed the marriage to get to this point. Wake up, mister. Yeah. Start the music.
All get control back.
Yeah. I lost
control. That's the one thing I've never let happen in my marriage. I never, ever allowed her to have any say in anything. I tell her, go buy a purse. She doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Go buy more shoes.
Hey, go buy another one tomorrow.
Hey, I'm sick of those shoes. You need a bunch more shoes. And, buddy, boom, she goes and buys shoes.
Yeah. It's very
I run
obedient.
My marriage. You need to take a lesson from me. Don't you dare cook me a meal. she doesn't.
Did you ever stand there when you were a kid and you'd have the door open and they go, what do you think? We own the electric company or we're heating or cooling the outside?
Oh, yeah. You think we're trying to heat the entire outdoors? Yeah. Close the door. Or we think money grows on trees?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 There were a lot of those expressions back then. That is Eon the Peon. Did you say hi to your sponsor?
I didn't yet.
Say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, we would love for you to talk to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chick.
Why, look who's in the house with his trouser mouse. It's Dan Strauss. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
And hang on. What? Mm-hmm. Rat Boy's telling me that when he was a little bitty rat, his kids used to say, it wasn't, does money grow, does what grow on trees?
Cheese.
You think cheese grows on trees?
Oh.
That was essentially a form of currency in their family.
Yes. Yeah. And so when he would eat too much of it, he'd say, we think cheese grows on trees. That sounds like the rat
cheese
family.
And trees, that rhymes.
It sure does. Give it up for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. There's an article in the money section of USA Today this morning about, and it gave an example that if you had invested $10,000 in the worst performers of the S&P 500, but they're still in the S&P 500, your $10,000... And it was not a very long period of time. It was like in the last 8 months or so, the beginning of the year, would be worth a little over $800. You'd lost 91% of your money. The lesson there is sometimes it's not a good idea to give yourself financial advice. I think I can do this. A buddy of mine told me that this company was taking off and they're going to be making a big... No. Maybe not. Maybe let somebody, maybe get advice from somebody who does this all the time. That would be, an example of somebody would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason. They were Stifel Nicolaus. And you can call them and say, yes, I'm AM in the PM. That's the first thing you should say, by the way. There's an instant bond, okay, that you have. Say, yes, I'm AM in the PM, and I hear about you on that program. I wonder if you'd mind meeting with me. And their answer is going to be, mind? We'd be happy to meet with you. And you tell them that you have $25,000 or $35,000 or $85,000 or $1 million or whatever it is, as long as it's at least $25,000 to invest or that you have invested. And then you meet. And you're under no obligation when you meet with them. They are not high-pressure people by any means. They don't have to be. They do very well. They have plenty of business, and not getting your business is not going to put them out of business, but they'd love to have you as a client and work with you. So what they'll do is tell you what they think about what you're doing with your money, what you're doing right, what maybe you should be doing that you're not, and then you will decide if you want to meet with them again or if you want them to help you manage that money, invest that money, hang on to that money. That's your call. But the first meeting won't cost anything, but you have to set it, meaning you have to call them. And their number and everything else you need to know is at this website, markandjason.com. We should say it together like we do, the guy.
All right.
You can find them at
markandjason.com.
See, that way it sticks in your head. And you don't have to go home and get out of the car and go, man, what was that website? You know what it is. It's markandjason.com.
Markandjason.com.
No, we're not. We did that. Oh. No, we're not doing that now. Proud sponsors. I hope they're proud of this particular playhouse. Yes, he was gracious enough to wait and go later because we got kind of tied up and carried away from, I assume, downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, a terrific cab company. Really clean cabs, great drivers, and they are the official AM and the PM cab company. Why would you want anybody else? Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. Please download it. It's free and it works. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
evening, everyone.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. How's it going?
Well, Peon's got a headache. Other than that, everything seems to be okay. Feel bad for Peon.
I hate to hear that, Peon. Those are no fun.
No, they're not.
Do you, Frank, are you a fisherman? You ever fish?
Kidding me? Have you ever listened? Of course, I love to fish. I used to fish a lot.
I don't think I've picked up a fishing pole since I was about 9 years old, but just a few minutes ago, I was talking with a guy down in Destin, Florida. That's one of my stops coming up.
I love Destin.
And so they're putting me on a fishing excursion. So, like, for like 6 hours, I'm going to be out there fishing. You start at like 6 o'clock in the morning or something. But I'm very excited. I honest to God, seriously, nine years old, maybe the last time I went fishing.
Okay, that's not fishing. That's deep sea fishing, okay? The difference is they'll strap you in a chair, they'll bait the thing, they'll throw it out, and if something grabs onto it, then they say, here, take over, and you kind of really haven't done anything.
Perfect.
That's Bill's idea.
Well, you know what? For you, and for you, it is perfect. I prefer to get in a boat, go out on a river, on a lake, and cast and catch some bass. I'm not into I've done that several times, and good luck, and I hope you catch something, because usually what happens is you get sunburned and seasick. That's what you catch. You catch a little case of sunburn and seasickness. And sometimes, it seems to me the bigger fish you go out for, the least likely you are to catch anything. Hopefully they'll let you catch some small to medium-sized stuff, and then it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm so ignorant when it comes to even, like, the types of fish. The only thing I remember, I used to bring in crappie once in a while.
Oh, my goodness,
Outdoors Med, we had some great crappie.
You're going to be in saltwater, so these are saltwater fish, so you're not going to be catching any crappie. But
marlin.
But around here, marlin, whatever, sailfish. But here, crappie, for the most part, people around here catch crappie, bluegill, catfish, bass. Those are the four big ones. And then some.
Well, I think as a kid, you don't enjoy it as much because you have to shut up and be quiet and kind of just. So I think now that I'm getting a little bit older, I enjoy the quiet, and I think I would actually really. I don't know. I'm excited about this.
I think you're gonna really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it'd be.
And by the way, if you go to Destin, go to breakfast at the Donut Hole. The donut hole? Yeah, Donut Hole. Down along that part of the coast, there's several of them. It's a fantastic breakfast place. A lot of good pastries. And you're thin. You can eat that stuff, so knock yourself out. And if you want chicken or barbecue, go to Pineapple Willie's in Panama City.
Oh, now I am familiar with Panama City. I can certainly check
right,
that
right
out.
Down the road.
Well, Sara Lee and several other brands of bread have been recalled because they may contain pieces of glass.
Oh, yeah.
On the upside, it'll save you time when you make that ham and chandelier sandwich.
See, I don't know why that was funny, but it was. Ham and chandelier. I think it's funny.
A new study finds that 70 minutes of math and science homework per night is best for teenage students.
I disagree.
To which a teenage student said, oh, come on, that's 2 hours.
Oh, see what he did there? Yeah. That's good.
Thanks so much.
This is your aim.
Tim Tebow recently celebrated his birthday. Birthday to him. It was quite a party. Word has it Tebow was spotted staying up as late as 8:30 for milk and crackers. A crazy party. Tim Tebow. And finally, this afternoon.
This is your aim material. What, did you get a good night's sleep?
You know what? I did just buy new sheets for my bed.
I bet that's it.
What's the thread count?
Yeah, what's the thread count?
400. 400. 500, maybe?
I don't know. It's pretty good.
It was comfortable. It's all that matters. President Obama making the news this week, renamed the nation's tallest mountain. Maybe you saw that. He changed it to Mount Beyonce.
I think that's wrong, actually. I think it's wrong.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland off the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Enjoy those sheets.
Okay, see you, bye.
I see what he said.
Well, he's a wild man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't realize what he just did there, but I did. He said something dirty. Mount Beyonce.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That is a term. Mount is a term some people in the hills use for getting on top of a woman.
Oh.
So what Bill essentially said in front of children and everybody is get on top of Beyonce.
I had no idea.
Well, I picked it up.
Wow.
I caught it. Nothing gets by me. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. All right, folks, you have to go. Is it on our Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. Peon gets all the credit for our Facebook page. And if you have any complaints, he gets that, too, because he's in charge of our Facebook page. And he let's give him a round of applause for handling the Facebook. Facebook.com/AM of the PM. He sent me a documentary, because he and I both really like documentaries. So he sends me this thing, not really a documentary, but it's a thing that John Oliver did. I don't know anything about John Oliver. I've never watched him. But I'm going to tell you something. This thing is fantastic. And it's John Oliver essentially doing what I've tried to do a few times over the years, and that's call out and expose these televangelists who are thieves, charlatans, and despicable people who are out to just steal your money and live a life of royalty with jets and expensive cars and homes, and they're nothing but thieves. I have never seen anybody do a better job in a short time, half an hour, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, of explaining to you why if you give these people a dollar, you're out of your mind. Now,
and under the umbrella of a church
religion.
Form, it's all, a religion, it's all tax-free.
Right, all tax-free. And he will explain to you how easy it is to set up your own church and live off the taxpayers under the fraudulent umbrella of being religious and having a church. It's unbelievable. It's for as hard as the IRS are on the rest of us, they're 10 times that easy on anybody that says, oh, I'm a preacher and I have a church. I could do it tomorrow. You could do it tomorrow. Set up a church. Here's what it's called.
Get a lawyer.
Just draw
dot
a
all the
it's so
eyes
easy.
And, yeah.
You've got to watch this thing. And it's, what is it called something? How do you have it on the Facebook page? Just what do they look for?
It'll be a link right there to the video. His show is called Last Week Tonight.
Okay. You have to watch this. And after you watch it, you'll just sit there stunned that crooks like Robert Tilton can still be preaching after years ago he was exposed and called out by, I think, ABC on 2020. They showed the world what a crook he is. And yet idiots still just send money to him like crazy. And he and this Ken Copeland, oh, my goodness, Ken and Gloria Copeland. Boy, are they living well off you folks. So check it out, Facebook.com/AM and the PM. I found a show a couple of weeks ago. I've watched it a couple of times. It's on Channel 11 here. It's called Penn and Teller Fool Us. I like it. I really like it. Magicians try, and they're good magicians. They try to perform a trick that Penn and Teller don't know, and they try to fool them. And it's very rare that somebody will fool Penn and Teller. They almost always know how to. Now, they're not going to tell you how to do it, but they will let the person know they know it. They'll say just enough that the magician goes, yeah, he got me. That's the trick. It's pretty entertaining. My sons work in the restaurant business. Last weekend, I was visiting one of them and in the restaurant, and for some reason, I don't know how we got on it, but they started, and they always tell me these stories about the restaurant business that I just shake my head and go, you got to be kidding me. And one of them is theft, and two kinds of theft. It's the theft internally where your employees steal from you. I mean, you know, they've caught employees stealing meat and lots, like by the trunk loads of meat. But then there's the theft from customers. And I'm not making this up. They said that customers will come in, and it's not unusual at all for them to steal the salt and pepper shakers. Now, these salt and pepper shakers are the ones you get at Target for a quarter a piece. They're just junk. Chrome top, glass bottom, salt and pepper shakers. They steal them. They steal the plastic squeeze ketchup. You know that standard diner?
Oh, yeah.
It's worth a nickel or a dime. They steal those.
Yep.
They said they steal silverware. Now, first of all, restaurant silverware isn't silver.
No.
It's not exactly fine dining silverware. It's just silverware. They steal it. Now, who is so desperate that they'll go in a restaurant and go, I'm going to take this spoon with me. Maybe they do it because it's just kind of, hey, I got away with it.
That's easy, too.
Yeah.
I got away with it, and you know what? We're on a trip, and we need a spoon to eat something later. We've got some snacks.
It's incredible to me what people will do and what they'll steal. And then they'll go in the bathroom, and instead of just taking enough paper towels to dry their hands, they'll just take a whole, just keep pulling and pulling and pulling, and take a whole stack of them and try to stick them in their clothes or something. I mean, what's wrong with people? I find it interesting, especially when he got to the salt and pepper shaker. I picked one up, and I said, are you kidding me? This is the cheapest salt shaker. He goes, yeah, they steal salt and pepper shakers all the time. let's see. Did you ever write a note and you can't read your
own
writing?
Yep, all the time.
I just wrote myself a quick note about it, so I honest to goodness, I can't read my own writing. This sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like something that I thought 50 years ago we were finished with, the bubonic plague. Doesn't that sound like something out of the Bible or something?
Yeah.
And in the beginning, Moses caught the bubonic. No, there's still the bubonic plague. And a Utah man has just died from the bubonic plague. It said 12 people have recently contracted it, and 4 are dead in the United States.
Now, is this because a lot of people are not getting vaccinated for different things now?
I don't know.
Or did that just pop up again? How would that
apparently it's always been, it's been around. I mean, still, I don't think they've ever, it's not something they've been able to eradicate.
It'd be like saying, oh, my neighbor's kid just got polio. I mean, to me, that's, I know that's in other countries, but wow, to see the words bubonic plague.
When I was younger, I used to think it was called the bubonic plague.
I did too. A lot of people did that when they were kids. Yeah, you got the bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague. And then I saw bubonic, what was that, bubonic margarine or whatever
is? Bubonic.
Bluebonnet. Okay.
Margarine. Yeah, good story. Hey, yeah. This deal where President Obama is going to be on with Bear Grylls, has there ever been anything, a bigger joke to you than this? The survival thing? He's going to do an episode with the president. Let me tell you something, folks. If you watch that and you actually think the president is doing anything dangerous, well, then you are really gullible. There'll be Secret Service there. There'll be an ambulance there. There'll be a presidential 4 or 5 cars limo. There'll be a helicopter. He's not going to be in any kind of danger. I think I'll watch it to laugh at it. President Obama roughs it with Bear Grylls. I'll watch it for a good laugh. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I remember telling this and remember that Peon thought it was really funny. And it was a while back, so I hope he enjoys it again. This is for you for your headache.
All right.
And make you feel better with your headache. Guy's sitting at a bar, and he has a drink in front of him, but he just sits there staring at it. And there's a biker in the bar who's watching this little guy in a suit and tie. He looks like any sort of corporate accountant type guy. And the biker is noticing that he just sits and stares at the drink. And the biker looks at him and goes, hey, man, are you going to drink it or are you going to stare at it all day? And then the little man just keeps staring at the drink. So finally the biker walks over, just grabs the drink and just knocks it down and goes, there. Drinks are to be drunk. Somebody's going to drink. You're not going to do it. I'll drink it. Thanks a lot for the drink. And the little man in the suit just starts crying. Starts crying like a little baby. And the biker goes, you got to be kidding me. Really? You cry. I'll buy you another drink if you want. Come on, man. Man up. You weren't drinking it. I didn't think you'd cry. I mean, if I'd known you were going to cry, I wouldn't have. I can't stand to see a grown man cry. What's the matter with you? And the little man in the suit says, well, this now is officially the worst day of my life. And the biker says, what are you talking about? He says, I am a complete failure. I was late this morning to a meeting, and my boss fired me. I gathered my things from my office. I went to the parking lot, and my car had been stolen, and I don't have any insurance. So now I realize I have no car, and I have to take a cab home. And then I left my wallet in the cab, and when I got out of the cab to go in my house, I find my wife in bed with my next-door neighbor, and I go into a fit of rage, such a fit of rage that my own dog bit me. So I came here to this bar to work up enough courage to end it all. So I buy a drink, I put a cyanide capsule in it, and while I'm watching it dissolve, you show up and drink my drink.
Meet me. Let's see how the traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have stop-and-go traffic on Highway 7270 southbound, and it goes from Dorset all the way down through south of Highway 44 before things open up. And I think it may be because it's not an accident. It's just a police stop, a couple cop cars with one motorist there. Now, if you're coming in for baseball, eastbound 40 traffic is slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason. The right lane from that point up to 270, and then from Clayton Warson into Big Bend, you've got some slow areas. Downtown, eastbound 40, heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55, that was running a little bit slow as you made your way around 3200 South Broadway, Potomac area. Then it opened up a good run through South County. We have westbound 70, heavy now past 170 past the airport to about Cypress. And then eastbound 270, that was slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has what you need to get 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. and you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
If you're a man over 40 and can't stop going to the bathroom during the night, if your urine flow is weak, if you're using the bathroom more than your coworkers, then you have all the signs of an aging prostate. Prostate problems affect the majority of us men as we age, and often we ignore waking up one, two, or three times a night to go to the bathroom until either you or your wife had enough. I urge you to call for your risk-free bottle of GoFlo Prostate Formula. GoFlo Prostate is non-prescription and contains clinically studied natural ingredients that help to reduce waking at night to urinate. GoFlo helps to increase urine flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. Best of all, GoFlo Prostate was developed by a medical doctor, Mitchell Fleischer. Call now, try it risk-free, and you'll even get free shipping and handling. Call 1-800-670-4986. That's 1-800-670-4986. This offer is available for a limited time in response to this ad. Call now. Don't wait. Call 1-800-670-4986. That's 1-800-670-4986.
Attention all moms and dads. Do you give your children vitamins? Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies are making it so easy for you. If you have a child between the ages of 3 to 12, we're giving away children's 30-count gummies multivitamins every month for an entire year. Just stop by, sign up, and leave with a free bottle of children's vitamins. It's that easy, and the kids love them too.
They taste great too.
Get your free children's vitamins at these participating medicine shop pharmacies.
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Troy, Missouri, on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri, on South Sturgeon, in Peabody, Missouri, at Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z, and now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri, is a member of the Medicine Shop family, too.
Come visit Brandon and the pharmacy staff at the Medicine Shop at 625 North Euclid, in the heart of the Central West End. We offer fast, friendly service with free delivery.
Visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Sappington, Missouri, on Gravois.
See Steve Burge at the Granite City, Illinois Medicine Shop, 1529 Johnson Road.
Let's say you're selling your home for $300,000. If you listed with me, you'll save $9,000 in commissions. Some agents can charge up to 7% commission to list your home, but I only charge 4%. And I pay the same amount of commission to a buyer's agent, helping you keep more money in your pocket at closing. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty, and I'm a licensed broker in the state of Missouri. And I can list your home on the MLS for 4%. When you want to save money on your next home sale, call me, 314-485-1414. 314-485-1414.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait,
what? 50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Charlotte Independents on Wednesday, September 12th at 7:30, presented by Edward Jones. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get?
Hey kids, what time is it?
And then they say it's howdy doody time. Well, close. It's Mike Evans' time. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
I don't want him to think I think he looks like howdy doody or anything. That's not what I'm saying. Sort of looks like him a little bit, maybe, but not really. We're going to Southern California, get the Hollywood scoopage. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything, and they are two terrific places. A gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse is always appreciated, and they do a huge gift card business. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Hi, everybody. How are you today?
Great.
Hi, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's kind of doing like
wound,
a howdy-doody
thing. Oh, like Buffalo,
yeah,
Buffalo Bob. Was that his name?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
It's howdy-doody time.
No, it's Mike Evans' Hollywood Report time.
Oh, that's right.
I did. Popquiz question, the movie Titanic almost didn't get made. It's because the studio hated Leonardo DiCaprio. Did not want him in. For 6 months, this movie sat on the shelf because they refused to give it the green light. They had somebody else in mind to play the lead role in the Titanic, but James Cameron would never approve it, so eventually they gave in. Who did the studio want to play the lead role in Titanic? Mark Wahlberg, Brad Pitt, Josh Brolin, Matthew McConaughey, answered just a minute. Top five new fall TV shows with the most buzz. Supergirl debuts on CBS. October 26th, Grandfathered, Seen It Funny, John Stamos. It's a comedy on Fox, debuts this month, the 29th, and happy September, everybody. Limitless, Brain Over Matter, sci-fi with Jake McDormand. Very well written, CBS, debuts September 22nd. Minority Report, it is a takeoff of Tom Cruise's film, Minority Report. It stars Stark Sands, our weekly show on Fox, Thursday nights, September 21st. And the Muppets, with their real lives, day to day, very different. The Muppets, as they're out just living their lives as normal as Muppets can. Coming September 22nd in prime time on ABC TV.
You know what? I know there's something wrong with me. I just never got into the Muppets thing. I saw that original Muppets movie and the cameos with Bob Hope and the and Kermit riding a bicycle. I don't know. It didn't do anything for me.
I never really got crazy over the thing. But I'm looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be kind of good.
Okay.
Timely note, the Los Angeles City Council will discuss making final bid on the 2024 Olympic Games today. All I can say is that when the Los Angeles hosted the Games in 1984, Peter Uberoff was a chair. The Games were fabulous. There was no traffic for two solid weeks. It made tons of money. And I was hired by the Los Angeles Olympic Committee to entertain the athletes in the Olympic villages every night of the Olympics. It was one of the funnest things I ever did in my life, and I had all access passes to everything in the Olympics in 1984.
You were hired to what? To
entertain?
Entertain all the athletes in the villages.
How did you do that?
Well, I used to do this Mike Evans Dog and Pony Show where I was doing mornings at K-Rock, and I get the K-Rock bikini girls. And I would dress up in a casino in a tuxedo, and I would play Let's Make a Deal, The Price is Right, The Newlywed Game. I play a bunch of games, but really, really kind of clown it up. And some of the L.A. Olympic Committee saw me do it at these various bars that I was doing these at every Thursday night in Los Angeles, and they came to me about 6 months before the Olympics. And asked if I would do that same show every night at the Olympic Villages.
What did they pay you?
I would pay handsomely to see video of this show.
A couple thousand dollars a night.
Really? They paid you a couple thousand a night?
Yeah.
I would love to see video.
Oh, it was great. I got video of me doing personal appearances. I should have been a game show host. I was fabulous. Honest to goodness, I was absolutely fabulous.
Well, Mike, it's not too late.
Mm-mm. Upload that stuff to YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll send you that. You will really be amazed.
I would have
these dog and pony shows at 6 o'clock in the morning during my morning shows once a month on Fridays. It was called the Aloha Friday Dog and Pony Show. And we would have 1,500 people waiting outside at 6 o'clock to get in. We serve booze. We should point that out.
In the morning?
I would have people giving, I would have masseuse giving massages, people giving haircuts. I would do, I'd have magicians and jugglers plus all the games. It was quite a show.
I that mean, sounds
they
like
were, the... they were as good as any stage show you're ever going to see. That wasn't.
Well,
we
got to
like
get some video to put on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You have to send this.
You
up.
Were the originator of America's Got Talent. That was
sounds like
right.
it.
Oh, it was really, it was really great. I had this. Thank you. I then every time I would do it, I would have like a theme, and I had this one theme where I was Johnny Carson.
Oh boy.
And I had Eileen Anderson, who was the mayor of Honolulu at the time. I had her as one of my guests, and I was dressed up like Johnny Carson, and I had a desk on stage. And, you know, between the games, I would have these interviews. And she came up, and she sat in the chair, and we did a little interview. And I said, anybody want to ask her questions? And they had a microphone out in the audience. There were 1,500 people. And by this time, it was like 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. It wasn't the nighttime happy hours clubs that I was doing. This was the morning show live. And this one guy had obviously had way too much to drink. So I picked him out as one of the – you ask a question to the mayor? And he says, who the F does your hair, man?
That sounds like a great show.
It just stopped everybody in their tracks. And this mayor, who was very snooty, she didn't know what to say or do. Maybe he had to be there, but it was pretty funny.
Well, you got to send us some video. Now we're out of time, but at least we
learned. No, I got a lot more for you.
No, you don't. No,
New York Post headline about the topless reporter that went out to talk to these people in Times Square, and the headline screamed, topless gig was the breast of times.
No, see, that's good.
Breast of times. They had other stuff, too. First operator hired ever in 1878, her name was I'm a Nut. Come on, I got a lot of stuff.
Well, you have to save it.
And finally.
Yeah. No.
Yes, it has to be. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Who did the studio want to play the lead in the movie Titanic? Mark Wahlberg, Brad Pitt, Josh Brolin, Matthew McConaughey.
I'll go Brad Pitt.
I was going to say Brad Pitt, too.
I think Brad Pitt is the one we're supposed to choose.
Yeah,
so I'll say Josh Brolin.
The answer is Matthew McConaughey.
Ah! Honest to goodness. I would love to see whatever that is.
Oh, I hope he sends something.
Absolutely.
I'll bet it's horrible.
Why do you say that for?
I don't know.
Just a gut feeling.
I think he probably felt like it was, I don't know. It might be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. He needs to send us something. That was Mike Evans, apparently former game show host.
Wow.
Brought to you by Laclede Cab. No, brought to you by Annie Guns. I get so excited knowing how big a star he used to be.
It's
I can't even think straight. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, they're next door to each other. They're two terrific places. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. 42 years. 42 years a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Born with pretty good teeth. Some people aren't. Just the genetics, I guess. From childhood have problems, enamel is soft or whatever. I've not had those problems. I like anybody else. I've had my share of cavities and had a couple of root canals and whatever. But I've never wanted to go anywhere else to the dentist, and I've never dreaded a dental appointment ever since the first time I went there. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen to you. You don't have a dentist, I have your dental clinic. It's Ballast Dental Care. If you do have, I have your next one, because a lot of you can't stand your dentist. Or your dentist is going to retire, or you wish they'd retire, or move away. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Here's their website. Easy to remember, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we just got a report of an accident. It's in the express lanes on eastbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue that was causing a bit of a backup. Now, you were already slow on the westbound 44 from the Museo Veterans Bridge through the depressed section, and then things finally opened up after you got past the Poplar Street Bridge on 55. Now, southbound 270, you still have some major slowdowns from Olive down through Highway 44, westbound 44, the right lane ramping onto 270. That was slowing right as you approach Lindbergh. And then eastbound 270, just a little heavy Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 40, you're going to still be jammed up now as you approach Hampton through McCausland, 270 out through Mason. But eastbound drivers, you're slowing 141 through Mason. Expect slow traffic from Lindbergh all the way into Big Bend with baseball traffic. This report, it's brought to you by KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken's $5 fill-up. It's a delicious bounty of lunchtime abundance. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes drum, thigh, side cookie, medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Bubba Burger is the official burger of Labor Day. Pick up some juicy Bubba Burgers and get the grill sizzling. Visit BubbaFoods.com to find a retailer nearest you.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
My youngest one is very upset.
Some people living in Jefferson County are fearful over a man caught on camera near their homes. What investigators are saying about the stranger in the woods.
And big changes for SLU Hospital. A new owner takes over with a huge multi-million dollar surprise announcement.
Deep in the woods of this conservation area in St. Louis County, there is a search like none they have ever had before. We'll tell you about the type of animal that's missing.
But first at 6, a stranger wandering near homes outside Festus and some burglaries in the area have residents very much on edge.
It's a matter the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department wants residents to take seriously. Today,